Seismologists were initially puzzled. They felt the only possible culprit was the Wilzetta Fault, a 320-million-year-old rift lurking between Prague and nearby Meeker. Officials with the United States Geological Survey, USGS, found its database indicated a zero possibility of ground motion from the fault. "This fault is like an extinct volcano. It should never have been active," commented Katie Karanen, an assistant professor of geophysics at the University of Oklahoma, who had led a team placing some 24 seismometers around the Prague area. After a year-long study that included scientists from the USGS and Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, Karanen concluded, "Pretty much everybody who looks at our data accepts that these events were likely caused by injection." Oklahoma is not alone in experiencing a recent upsurge in seismic activity. Unexpected quakes also occurred in Arkansas, Colorado, Ohio, and Texas. Many cities and states are now considering anti-fracking laws or zoning ordinances. However, in politics, money talks. Despite support from 2/3 of the state's voters, the California Senate in May 2014 let die a bill that would have placed a moratorium on fracking in the state until scientific studies evaluated all health and environmental effects for both onshore and offshore drilling. The bill was defeated when 4 Democrats joined all 12 Republican senators in voting not to forward the bill. 3 other Democrats abstained, preventing the moratorium from gaining a majority. The oil industry, led by the Western States Petroleum Association, WSPA, spent nearly $1.5 million in just the first 3 months of 2014 to lobby against the bill. The group, Californians Against Fracking, estimated that oil lobbyists ultimately spent a total of $15 million to defeat the bill. Big business and the oil lobby were elated at the bill's defeat, while Zach Malitz with the anti-fracking group Credo Action said, "The overwhelming majority of Californians who support a moratorium on fracking will not stop fighting fracking and the public health risks, earthquakes, and climate change linked to this toxic extraction process." Like California, the states of Pennsylvania, Texas, and Colorado have also allowed widespread fracking without evaluating its potential impact. The rise of fracking directly endangers the livelihood of people living in many of those states and is another effective tool employed by the globalists to reduce population.